A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what, AI is one of those things in video games you probably won't pay much attention to unless it's done incredibly well, or more likely, incredibly poorly. Simulating the behaviours of an actual living thing is an extremely challenging task for video game developers, such that games that make strident leaps in AI programming, such as Halo Combat Evolved, Fear and Alien Isolation, are desperately few and far between. And today we're looking at the mire that makes up the masses, as I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games with the worst enemy AI. Number 10, Crysis 2. Nothing will put critics and players alike on the back foot more than a game that overpromises and underdelivers. And at least in the AI department, that's Crysis 2 in a nutshell. In the lead-up to the sci-fi shooter's 2011 release, Crytek promised that Crysis 2 would feature the most advanced AI system seen in any video game, with enemy combatants being truly intelligent, thinking, fair enemies who would continually adapt to player behavior. Despite these lofty claims, Crysis 2's AI is arguably even worse than the original game's widely ridiculed enemy programming, largely because it's so maddeningly erratic and inconsistent. Enemies will often fail to put up any sort of meaningful resistance against you, running out of cover directly into your gunfire and just getting stuck on walls sometimes. Yet, in ranged combat, they'll often be able to detect you with a jarringly pin-sharp accuracy, and on occasion you might even get shot through a wall for no apparent reason. It all makes for a wildly frustrating and uneven experience. Sadly, the recent Crysis 2 remaster failed to fix the garbage AI, which is infinitely more irritating because the developer was so confident in their own brilliance and it somehow regressed back past the previous game. Number 9, Anthem. Now, bad AI was certainly the last of Anthem's problems on launch, though considering that the janky enemy AI had been flagged by players in beta tests, it was a shame to see how few improvements were made for the full release. It's bizarrely common to see enemies, particularly the Scars, simply just standing around and doing nothing while you fire upon them. And even when they do spot you, they don't reliably seek cover or fight back, and can even run right past the player who's just standing in plain sight. Now, this would be hilarious were Anthem not a massively expensive AAA project that spent years and years in development. For it to tout such elementary, at times scarcely existent AI was merely just another addition to its long list of embarrassing misfires. BioWare clearly tried to compensate for their vegetative AI by simply throwing a sheer mass of enemies at you instead, but it's a laughably obvious tactic that doesn't distract at all from the glaring AI programming issues. Bullet sponge enemies in looter shooter games, well, they're nothing new, but it's reasonable for players to expect much more from a mega budget game that is employing hundreds of talented people. Number 8. Far Cry. Far Cry may be one of the most popular open world FPS franchises on the market, and yet some 6 mainline games and almost 20 years into that franchise, Ubisoft still hasn't figured out how to produce even remotely believable AI. The original game infamously featured a glitch which allowed enemy soldiers to shoot through tents, a glitch that wasn't officially fixed for an entire 13 years. Yet even as the sequels have become more advanced and expansive, the AI has remained largely brain dead, with enemy combatants standing out in the open and freely allowing you to take pot shots at them like movie goons just waiting for their cue to fall down. Even in the more recent 5th and 6th games, your opponents won't take cover or employ basic flanking maneuvers. It's entirely possible to kill a soldier's friend without them noticing or reacting in the slightest, and even if they do spot you, they'll give up the hunt in record time. For a series that has endured so impressively over the last 2 decades, it's shocking how few improvements its AI has made. Number 7, Days Gone. Now, Days Gone is very very far from being a perfect game, but at least it captures the pulse-quickening thrill of taking on volumes of zombie-like freakers. Though the freaker AI is relatively decent for the most part, the game stumbles hard where its human enemies are concerned. The human adversaries that you encounter are usually supernaturally oblivious to your presence, such that unless you cause a major disturbance, they won't see your attacks coming. Hell, they might even just walk past the corpses of their friends without kicking up a fuss at all. And even when they do spot you, it's hilariously easy to hide in the environment and avoid their horribly aimed gunfire, especially at night where they can't see 3 feet in front of their bloody faces. At least the freakers have an excuse, being mutant cannibals and all, but most of the human combatants only fare marginally better during combat. At least it's funny, but in a game that's trying to create a genuinely tense atmosphere, funny isn't what we're going for. Number 6. Aliens Colonial Marines. Almost a decade after its release, we're still harping on about how crushingly disappointing Aliens Colonial Marines was, a game that should have been the definitive video game embodiment of James Cameron's Aliens, but instead felt more like a straight-to-video-on-demand knockoff. Players could have forgiven the light story and underwhelming visuals if it nailed the atmosphere of the Alien movies, and in particular the sweaty-palmed fear of facing off against the Xenomorphs. Instead, the Xeno AI was by far the most common complaint about the entire game, that these digital approximations of the iconic aliens didn't behave anything like the Xenomorphs from the movies. Rather than cunningly stalk players and their squad mates, the aliens would just rush blindly into firefights, ensuring that they could easily be melted by your vast array of weaponry. But that wasn't all though, sometimes the Xenos wouldn't respond to you at all, immediately annihilating the player's entire sense of immersion. Hilariously, a modder discovered in 2018 that the janky AI was actually due to a typo in the game's code. Upon fixing the mistake, the AI was significantly improved, with the Xenomorphs actually flanking the player and deploying some manner of defensive capability. Still, 2018 was many, many years after almost everybody had written Colonial Marines off and basically forgotten it ever existed. So it was certainly too little, far too late.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Mario Kart. As fun as playing any Mario Kart game is with friends, it's a whole other ball game taking on non-human rivals. The series uses rubber banding mechanics to both close the gap between you and PCU racers, and also gives those near the back of the pack a greater likelihood of receiving an advantageous item. As such, it's no coincidence that the CPU racers have an incredibly over-the-odds tendency to pick up blue shells whenever you, the human player, slide into first place. The intent is obviously to ensure the player can't just relentlessly physically thrash the competition and sail through every race, but it can often result in players basically being excessively punished for, you know, just being good at the game. Over the years, there have been countless deep dive investigations into Mario Kart's infuriatingly lopsided and even cheating AI, which, while arguably embodying the random chaos of life itself, actually makes the game a lot less fun and chill. Number 4. Daikatana. I mean, just look at this footage here. I mean, sake, lads, Leroy Jenkins had more tact than some of these clowns. John Romero's about to make you his... Well, this is a dirty mutt that needs to be put down. Number 3. Hotline Miami. There's little denying how awesome the Hotline Miami games are. The ultra-violent top-down shooters occupy that small liminal space between infuriatingly difficult and just challenging enough. The objective is simple throughout. Use stealth, your weapons, and your sheer guile to murder your way through a stage full of enemies, with even the simplest of mistakes often resulting in the player's instant death. It is tremendously entertaining, in spite of the fact that the game's AI one atrocious crapshoot. On the flip of a coin, the AI might hold in place and wait for you to emerge, or just wander off and randomly shoot you when you're preoccupied somewhere else. As with so many other games on this list, it's the inconsistency that is the most annoying. Some enemies won't even flinch when one of their fellow goons gets brutally murdered mere feet away, which proves especially annoying if you're trying to lure said enemy into a doorway to mow them down as well. To call the AI behavior eccentric is very kind, because in practice it acts as though it's suffering from a major neurological disorder. It's not uncommon for them to just give up shooting at you or walk into a room and then just walk right back out of it for no reason at all. In a game that is about split-second timing, where even simple mistakes are brutally punished, the rules of the enemy behavior need to be clear. That this game is still so much fun in spite of all of this is frankly miraculous. Number 2. The Walking Dead Survival Instinct. The Walking Dead Survival Instinct is a textbook example of how not to adapt a beloved IP into a video game. And while every single aspect of its game play and presentation flat out sucks, there's perhaps nothing more demonstrably awful than that of the AI undead walkers. Seriously, how hard can it be to program a convincing zombie? All they need to do is track the player's movements in a way that doesn't seem completely robotic, and yet developers' terminal reality couldn't even get that right. Walkers will often hunt the player down only to find themselves randomly turning around and walking in another direction, or even getting stuck on the bloody environment. You can also avoid a horde with hilarious ease by simply just breaking their line of sight. That is dumb even for a zombie. The game's marketing spiel promised dynamic walker AI, though the only dynamism on display here lies in how erratic it is. On seemingly the roll of a dice, walkers might notice you from a football field away or fail to clock you unloading rounds into their torso. Zombies aren't supposed to be smart, that is true, but this is just ridiculous. And number 1, The Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker. Whoa, put your pitchforks down, let me try to explain, because finally we have The Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker, which, while controversial upon release due to its cel-shaded art style, is today accepted to be one of the series' finest entries. But only if you can forgive the garbage AI. You see, The Wind Waker is one of the easier games in the Zelda franchise, for sure, and that is in large part because the enemies are rendered so hilariously trivial through their own stupidity. The game's array of foes are programmed without any sense of awareness of their surroundings, such that even when they do spot you, they'll clumsily saunter around, often bumping into objects, and in the case of the Moblins and the Darknuts, even hitting each other while trying to pursue you. It ensures The Wind Waker is a great introductory Zelda game for younger players, and definitely generates some laughs here and there, but for a franchise renowned for its peerless, meticulous craft, the AI does feel rather sloppy and low effort.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.